It's January 2nd, and ever since New Year's Day became a public holiday, and I do remember a time when it wasn't, I've always regarded this as the official start of the new year. January 1st is always taken away a party at the sister-in-law's farm anyway. So today's the day, and what's changed? To begin with, I've changed. My shirt, my underpants. I realise it's not a leap year, but what the hell, if you can't put clean shreddies on at the start of January, when can you? The weather's changed too. It's been quite mild these last few days, but the temperature dipped last night and I had to put another lump of coal on the fire. The time I were ordering another delivery, that last sack we bought in 1974's almost out. United won an away game yesterday. Now there's a change. But aside from that, I can't see anything much by way of change in the world or in our house. Her indoors is still sleeping it off and she won't see the light of day until one-ish. The dog, overfed on leftover turkey, roast pork and so on, is with her. And a scan of her Sunday garbage, also known as newspapers, reveals that the world is its usual filthy mess. In other words, nothing's changed. Now this is a mystery to me. I'm not good with people. Dogs, brown ale and pork pies, I understand, but people are an enigma. Why, just because we've ripped December from the calendar and added a digit to the year, do they expect things to change? If that were going to happen, why not on February 10th, April 14th or July 33rd? Why the 1st of January? Truth is, of course, it's not the world that needs to change, it's you. And New Year resolutions are a total waste of time. In 1983, I resolved to give up using her roasting trays for catching old engine oil, but I'm still tasting Duckham's multigrade with the roast beef and Yorkshire's. So there's Flat Cap's New Year philosophy. Stop waiting for change to happen. Change yourself and make it happen. By the way, if I didn't get round to wishing you a Happy New Year, don't take it personally. I couldn't be bothered.